Blog Talk Radio.
These beats be like having a whole fucking year before that shit dropping. Yeah.
He playing possum, he playing pussy, he calls him. Fuck over 12, we lost him. We going shopping, we cop him, we pop him, we 5% off him, we drop him in the bag, purchase. This shit was worth it, Cardi be out of these burkers. Say they be lurking and searching, them bitches won't find shit. Tell me if I look in my eyes and my line shit. Laughing for loser, I'm back to back with the shooters. Catching dads that Magruder's to do this, to call of duty for the looters. Too many, call the troopers, devil won't play with me. If he try, I send him back to hell with the fives. It's not for an eye, but I bet he gon' die before I die. I bet he gon' try, but I'm not gone. Free the guys. Free the guys, free the guys, free the guys. When we shoot up the prison and kill every CEO inside it, what happen when we go to slide? I pray to G-O-D, no, see, we know we got. Ain't no debate, walk his ass on the lake. He thinking Jesus arrived, nigga, you late. I've been here since 98, I've been mobbing since the jit. 12 get behind me, they kiss on my dick. I ain't stopping out for shit, 100 miles in this bitch. I ain't talking to PH, 150 jet to be safe. Fucking my hit at 200, the industry bend over fucking that bitch cause she horny and busting the chin and shit with it, ma. None of these niggas ain't hard, bet I make them bow down. I took the crown, I'm taking over the town, bitch on the widest around. Bitch be mad, they pray to God I get this scratch. They might not know that my daddy shot. Before I go broke like y'all, 144,000 in the stock. If a nigga got him drowsy, then he dropped. Stomp his ass, I'ma trump his dad like Donald. Ducked off with his mama, she told me to dig on that tunnel. I had to show it through the light. Don't care if he's sleeping, don't care if he paraplegic. I walk his ass on sight, that's right.
You walk his ass like a blind dog at a red light.
At the crossroad, going bone crazy, I'm a thug. Bitch, you can keep your opinion and shut the fuck up. I hate trying to speak over me.
These niggas be milling me.
Say what I said, bitch, you still fuck the industry. Dumping this earth, I'm replenishing. Fuck what you heard from the enemy. I don't rap about killing and don't. I'm not telling my youngest to vote. Devil in my skull. He playing pussy, he calls him. Fuck over 12, we lost him. We going shopping, we cop him, we pop him, we 5% off him, we drop him in the bag, purchase. This shit was worth it, Cardi be out of these burkers. Say they be lurking and searching, them bitches won't find shit. Tell me if I look in my eyes and my line shit. Laughing for loser, I'm back to back with the shooters. Catching dads at Magruder's to do this, to call of duty for the looters. Too many, call the troopers, devil won't play with me. If he try, I send him back to hell with the fives. It's not for an eye, but I bet he gon' die before I die. I bet he gon' try, but I'm not.
I'm in a good mood, these niggas up, I'm finna arc these niggas. Goat, killer, slaughter these niggas. Bitch, if I'm in the club, then I'm here for the diamonds. No, I do not party with niggas. Goat, killer, targeting niggas. And do-do-do-do, put the fart in them niggas. And goat, killer, I'm killing all these niggas, stale. I'm in a good mood, these niggas up, I'm finna arc these niggas. Goat, killer, slaughter these niggas. Bitch, if I'm in the club, then I'm here for the diamonds. No, I do not party with niggas. Goat, killer, targeting niggas. And do-do-do-do, put the fart in them niggas. And goat, killer, I'm involved with them niggas. Chain snatching on some slavery shit, I'm abolishing niggas. I hit the stick and your brothers when I'm running, so what was the point of you calling them niggas? These niggas ain't hard in the industry, nigga be soft in the tissue. Call her to go kill them all to come get you. They saw they little problem you thought was an issue. I'm really a warlock, we known for killing them ghosts. I'm talking on phone, they listening close. You pop on your songs, the bitches a go, let's go, let's go. I'm killing all these rappers, I'm the one nigga nobody could ever predict. Just know my plan in my head and that's it. You can get off my dick, I ain't telling you shit, bitch. I'm in the mood for danger, right left, right left, step on his, bitch. I be the fool to change, oh nigga, I spoke it, I said what I said, bitch. Run from the choppers and kiss on your back. What can I say, I got enemy gas. Light the bitch up till I finish the pack. What the fuck was your past, they minister at? Daylight, broad day, kill them all. I'm just doing what God say. How you gon' ride when we slide by, hit him in the driveway. Ghost killer, goat killer, throat slitter, folks should've told niggas. Loaded tech, don't bust a bone crusher, ain't scared of no nigga. I'm killing all these niggas, still. I'm in a good mood, eat these niggas up, I'm finna arm these niggas. Goat killer, slaughter these niggas. Bitch, if I'm in the club, then I'm here for the diamonds. No, I do not party with niggas. Goat killer, targeting niggas. And do-do-do-do, put the fart in them niggas. And goat killer, I'm killing all these niggas, still. I'm in a good mood, eat these niggas up, I'm finna arm these niggas. Goat killer, slaughter these niggas. Bitch, if I'm in the club, then I'm here for the diamonds. No, I do not party with niggas. Goat killer, targeting niggas. And do-do-do-do, put the fart in them niggas. And goat killer.
Yeah. All right, everybody, get the show started, y'all.
I know niggas like want to see me dead, shit like that. You feel me? They want to see anybody dead speaking the truth. I guess that shit will come with it.
To why, baby?
Too bad they blind. Yeah. Huh. I know you wanna see me dead, but bitch, too bad you blind. They lock me up, talking about I killed the game and that's a crime. They like you wanna speak, I told them since they asking fine. I turned around, said fuck the judges, then they added time. Laughing out, cause I don't give a fuck, they missing far. Only God can judge me, so fuck what these bitches on. Sweaty nigga pussy, look in their face, I see a cat design. Told them first and foremost, I'ma blast if I'm the last in line. Church ain't even popping how we used to pop, I swear to God. Tambourines on Sunday turned to blowing horns in the parking lot. Late nights, off on old Dizzy, doing God knows I ain't tales. Cold as hell, then the lights off at the crib, so I gotta stay for real. Made a deal with God and I wasn't gon' ride, turn around, had to break the deal. Know that shit was ending, but my sister, she had baby still. Turn around, shot a movie, tryna teach young nigga to make good decisions. White folk would end it up, but how the fuck I'ma get the hood to listen? When most nigga from the hood in prison, most nigga never made it out. They want Trump out of office, but Trump made it, so we got paper now. Why y'all talking down on loan receivers? Must ain't had to struggle. Must ain't never had the water off. Gotta go next door to fill the bin up for the toilet. Had to pour it down the bag to flush it. Must ain't never had to be the man to feed the family, cause you had to sell them stamps to pay the rent because your daddy wasn't. Mama had to sell and told us never talk about that in public school when we was broke as fuck. Must ain't had to struggle before. Must ain't had no hand-me-downs for pants and had to cover the hole with a student or a monster. The fuck is wrong with y'all? You should wanna see your people thriving, that's with laws and all. It's the type of shit I don't condone at all. Niggas making songs talk about Black Lives Matter to make they pocket fatter. Soon as all the smoke clear, they back to living luxury. I'm still out with my people thugging, they got the nerve and I fuck with me. I know you wanna see me dead, but bitch, too bad you blind. They lock me up, talking about I killed the game and that's a crime. They like you wanna speak, I told them since they asking fine. I turned around, said fuck the judges, and they added time. Laughing out, cause I don't give a fuck, they missing far. Only God can judge me, so fuck with these bitches on. Sweaty nigga pussy, look in their face, I see a cat design. Told them first and foremost, I'ma blast if I'm the last in line. I was always taught to have my own thoughts on this human shit. How the fuck they know Trump a racist, they just assuming shit. Never mind, you still with Jesse Jackson trying to fight for y'all. I ain't trying to say that nigga righteous, nah, but Biden lost his soul a long time ago. That nigga a machine now. And Trump, he been exposing shit, they need him off the scene now. Talk about he disrespected the queen, how? When the queen wasn't the queen for real, it's funny how the queen is not no thing now. Funny how you niggas ain't question the stimulus check. And you niggas probably still waiting on the end of election, like first of the month in this bitch. Cause it's hard where we from the hood, hurting, still scarred from Obama. Can we talk about it? Yes, we can. Obama was more concerned about lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender marriage than speaking on our heritage. Before you trip, I know some gay people, we the best of friends. This ain't no attack, but how rainbow come before black in this bitch? Like, show me what these folks was tarred and feathered and burned alive for acting as if they another gender. Gays, I don't mean to offend you, but something seems strange. Y'all was first on his agenda. All I really trying to say is these motherfuckers pretenders, they ain't pro-black. Cause black is not a nationality, we supposed to know that. We supposed to know a lot of shit, so who the fuck gon' tell the people? Like, what kind of devils would tell you to pick the lesser evil? Unless they the devil's people. Talking about you celebrities who telling us to vote like it's gon' fix some shit, you hypocrite. The truth is we ain't looked in the mirror and seen the problem yet. But long as they can run up they dollars, hop on they private jets. And wait till we call them not to play like they so apologetic. The industry cannot continue on like this if y'all don't let it. Vote, don't vote, do what you want, but I'ma speak the truth. But when they vote, we the people, who was they speaking to? Me and you? Oh, keep watching, you gon' see just who. Everything gon' play out the way that we need it to.
Oh, yes, it will.
All we gotta do is keep our eyes open, especially when the sky's open and the world can no longer ignore that we was God's chosen.
Well?
If you heard this shit, then God spoke it.
Amen.
Emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
You're tuned in live to Divine Mothers Radio, and it's going to be an interesting show tonight, too, I guess. I hope everybody has had an awarding, eventful day, you know, and I hope that everything is working according to everybody's plans. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get right in it. Jazz, are you with me?
Yes.
Well, maybe I'm calling. Oh, I'm going to say it might be me because, you know, I'm a little... Yeah, I can hear you. Wait, where my stuff at? Now I got to get Welcome with us, Jasmine. How are you today? What's happening on your side of the planet?
Oh, shit. She said my whole name. Uh-oh. Something wrong.
Uh-oh, my bad. My bad. It's long overdue. One time a year.
Man, everything's good. How was your day today?
You always bounce it back to me real quick when I ask you. I be trying to push that shit your way. You know, my day was all right. It was okay. We chill.
You know, we can't talk about what I want to talk about. No, I'm
well, you know we can.
Don't try to ask questions like that, dog. We're not going to do that.
You know we can, though. We know we can.
We're not going to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Not today.
You know we can. I'll pose that question. I guarantee you it'll be
some answers. Got some questions, man. Ooh, but it's okay. All right. I'll keep walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Just keep walking, regardless of what. Whatever. Keep walking.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, everything is cool. Watched the Godzilla King Kong movie. It was cool. You know, it was eventful. I was like, y'all ain't dead now. We had it first, but I mean, it was okay to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. It was a nice, you know, entertaining moment. Yeah. Okay. So we chilled out. That was our event for the day. You know, everybody crowded around, had their little snacks and stuff, and sitting in here watching King Kong versus Godzilla. Yeah, it was. And then as soon as they finished, I was like, okay. Okay, what's the
question about that movie? Somebody had posted it. I saw it online, but it said why King Kong had to have a slave clamp on his hands, though. Why he had to have a slave clamp.
I don't know if you caught that, man.
If you saw it in the movie.
But, I mean, it was in the first one. You know, this ain't new. They had him chained up the first time. Remember they brought him from way over there in the jungle? Way over here, trying to put him in the circus or some shit. They had him shackled then, and he tore them motherfuckers off. Yeah, so I mean, it was just that. That's all I see. I can't go any farther into it because they didn't do any more indicators. But of course, we already know when it's us and when they letting us know it's us, they gonna put certain signs out, but. It's not like they didn't do it the first time. So. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you would expect them to do again because they did it the first time.
Mm.
You know, it's like Godzilla having flames and now all of a sudden you're going to take his flames away. You don't do that. Like, you know, it's no big deal to me. I ain't see it as a big deal.
Okay.
But it was interesting.
Alrighty.
It was an interesting movie. I'm going to have to go back and watch some of it because the fighting scenes, I was dozing off. Man, you know I can't do movies for real. You know I can't.
How do you do that shit for real? You were younger, man. Come on, man.
I don't know. That was different when I was younger. I don't know. I used to watch a lot of horror shit. So you can't be going to sleep in the end.
Oh.
You know. And the Freddy Krueger movie. Like, that's a no-no.
All the lights got to be on. I got to see everybody's hands. I got to see what everybody's doing. No.
Not everybody's hands.
I don't do horror. Yeah, I need to see. I need to make sure ain't nobody putting no gloves on. Shit.
Hilarious.
No.
Yeah, I don't watch horror now. If I do, it has been a daytime. I don't do. Not that I can't.
Right.
I just don't because I've opened up all the portals in this bitch already. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't need any. I don't need it because I already know.
Yeah.
Once you know, you just don't bother certain stuff. Other than that, it was pretty chill. Today it's cold. I'm confused, but other than that, you know, No biggie.
In Georgia, and it's, they got to use another term besides bipolar. It ain't bipolar. This shit just crazy as hell. I don't know.
Right.
What the, this is January. We don't reach back to January, what January was supposed to be. Good night.
Right.
We in April now. Supposed to be April showers, bring May flowers. Y'all brought the damn Chicago wind. What the hell? It's cold as hell. Talking about 31. What they do that?
Like, why?
I'm
trying to figure out why. Why? Why? Why would you even need a 3 and a 1 right now? Why?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't get it. That shit is, I'm not a fan of it. Not a fan of that at all.
Right. I'm like, y'all really trying to switch through here and make folks sick for real. This is not the move. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. All right.
You know, that's what he meant when he was saying that, you know, they're going to pay attention. Because you got all, look, I looked on the news thing today just to, you know, try to see what was happening on the planet. You got Tennessee and all these people underwater. They got massive amounts of flooding going on.
Back up. What?
Yeah, they flooded.
Damn.
They flooded. Their neighborhoods, they flooded. Cars flooded, houses flooded, everything flooded. But you don't, I don't know. I don't watch the news. But I don't hear anybody else talking about it. You know what I'm saying? And remember they just got hit with them tornadoes that came through. And that was the second week of tornadoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now they got flooding. Mm-hmm. And then they talking about some places right behind that store, they have snow. Come right behind it. Yo, this is that snatch your immune system straight out of your body weather. That's what this is. There's no way that this is normal. 2 weeks ago, you had over 70 tornadoes on the ground at once. And I'm watching the alarms go off, like how a bunch of people be standing at the bus stop or on the bus ready to get off and they dinging the bell. That shit was like that. Ding, 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 ding. I was like, yo, for 4.5 hours straight. Alarms with tornado warnings, not watches. Warnings back to back to back to back. It was crazy, like being in a one of them casinos and the machine just keep going off.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week too. You know what I'm saying? Last week it was a lot of them tornadoes on the ground, like 10 at one time and all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So we're entering into an interesting time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
An interesting time. Ain't nobody safe, and you don't know what's coming or where it's coming from or what it's going to be. So when you couple that, that's going on, you got, you know what I'm saying, Google, what you say, Google? You ask Google who the doctor is, who the number one doctor in the world is.
The number, the most powerful doctor in the world. Hold on, let me make sure I go back to this and read
tell
this
them about
so there was,
because,
somebody hit, I believe, and I'm not going to say which one because they're going to try to probably shut it down. So there was a post out, and you guys check your social media, but there's a post out there that says, let me get to it, ask Google who is the most powerful doctor in the world and then tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist. Try it. So when you do your ask Google, hey, okay, Google, or whatever. Sorry if I made somebody's thing go off. But when you say that, ask the AI who is the most powerful doctor in the world and watch what comes up. Because the first thing you're going to say, I know you lying, okay? Just watch. Ask Google who is the most powerful doctor in the world and then tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist. Try it. I tried it, and I was meant to go back to record it with my phone, and I didn't. But I'm going to try it again, make sure it's still up there. But, yeah, I looked up. That's the first thing I said. I know you lying. Okay. With all of the people that are out here helping people, and you guys are not you guys, but you all know who I'm referring to. They're busting people saying you got to shut down. You know, this is illegal. And the person you got up here is who? Real. Okay. All right. It's wild, man. And then people want to go and trust these shots. Yeah. Okay. Like this these puzzles, they don't fit. Like, remember that box that had all different different shapes and sizes and everything. You had to put the correct shape in the square and the square, the circle and the circle, a hole or whatever, the triangle, the pyramid, and the pyramid. You trying to push the pyramid through the circle. It ain't matching. It don't match. It does not work. This stuff does not make sense. People are not asking questions. People are not stopping stuff. They're not doing their due diligence. They just accepting it. So people out here, y'all go ahead. I got a car for you with no brakes. It's going to stop. But I just need you to go ahead and buy this car and try it out for me. Let me know when
it stops. Tell me what you did to make it stop. But it's going to stop, though.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay. Like the old folks say, dead man don't talk. I'm just saying.
Right.
You're going to hit something. You're going to hit and probably die. Dead man don't talk. I'm good. No. First thing I say is, I know you lying. I know you lying.
A lot going on. There are people that are still getting sick, y'all, who have taken the jab.
I'm sorry. Ooh,
I don't know. There are people who are still getting sick from taking the jab. Like, and they telling you now, y'all, if for those of you who listen to the show yesterday, with the RZA Islam, he spoke to you and broke down to you how it cannot be made to be mandated because of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, it's experimental, right? So if you're going down there and you're getting this thing, regardless of what these people are telling you, their suggestive influence to you, if you're going down here and you're getting it, it's voluntarily that you're doing so. You're voluntarily doing this. So, you know, the teachers, remember we talked about it on this show and the other show, the one, I don't remember my dates, but for those of you who are listening, go back to the first show we did about these jabs, right? Mm-hmm. And we talked about it there, too, where it's just, I looked at something and it took my whole train of thought. But what was I saying? You got to bring me back. Can't leave me like that.
Okay, you're talking about with the teachers, and they're having to take these. They're saying that they have to take these jabs.
So now we said that they were going to do that in the shows, right? Now they've done it. And I know some teachers that have taken it, and they're not doing too well after taking it. Mm-hmm. And this is the Johnson & Johnson one. Remember we talked about how they just finished settling lawsuits for giving people ovarian cancer.
Right.
And now y'all trust them to administer an experimental, you know what I'm saying, situation to you. So those teachers are getting sick. Y'all need to check out the numbers for it. Oh, that's what it was. I was supposed to pull up the numbers. Okay, we'll do that tomorrow's show. So I can have the numbers of the actual people that have been injured since this new Johnson & Johnson's one came. Because if you look into the directories, now they do have where you can find this information. Don't expect that these people are going to publish the correct information for you. But there are hospital directories that you can look into. On the very first VATS show that we did where I played that video, that there were two ladies that talked on it about, you know what I'm saying, fetal death during the VATS. She named a specific spot where you can go to and find out all of the information of people who are passing away from vaccines. So if you know where to look, you can find it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take the initiative to look. Because I know that, people just at this point, everybody's fed up with everything. And there's so much going on. We don't know what to do. We just don't know. So I want everybody to have a correct number of what's moving for real. You know, you may know somebody that's all right. You may know somebody that has taken it. Like, I do know somebody that took it about a month or so ago, and they seem all right. But they seem all right. You know, that means that they made it through that first saga. They didn't get shut down in the first 15 minutes. So they must have been able to upload. Right? They didn't have any auto difficulties like the ladies where they couldn't control their muscle movements and stuff like that. I haven't heard them say anything about having any blood clots or any of that. So what I'm looking for at this point, this is just me, what I look for is changes in behavior, changes in feelings. Are they sad? Are they depressed? You know what I'm saying? What are they going to alter from what I'm accustomed to seeing them as? Right? Because now you're looking at a cellular level that's changing. Because the nanotechnology is constantly multiplying. So if they made it past all those things, they still have the nanotechnology inside of it. So, you know, we don't know.
Right.
It's all an experiment. So we don't know what it's going to make or what's going to happen. So that's what I'm looking at. And I'm looking from a distance, by the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking from a distance, but I really am because it's not fair. It's not fair. It's really not fair. And these people are not okay. They're not going to be okay. That's the thing. It's like just waiting on that shit to happen. That shit is unfortunate. That shit is unfortunate. And people want to be compliant. They want to do their part. They don't want to be a part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? So they're thinking that they're moving in the right way. And they're not moving in the right way because they don't have the ability to think for self. You got to think for self.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's a lot of information that needs to be shared. You know what I'm saying? That has been talked about behind the scenes. So I'm doing my best, like I said, you know, Jazz, to consistency. So, you know, in my life, everything is fast. I move fast. Everything is fast.
Right.
Like, if you can't catch me right then, it's like, yo, I mean well, but it's fast. It's just how it is. Now, the past couple of days, I've had the ability to slow down because they made me slow down. You know what I'm saying? But because of that now, I think that the people need to understand what's going on all around the board. And I think that we need to understand that there are two different systems going on. A lot of these artists are being arrested. A lot of people, if y'all look, it ain't just artists. It's just that, you know, who else? Hollywood shut down, so you really can't point a lot of fingers over there because all them people are already being dealt with. So who's next but them? But if you look, it's a whole big swing that's happening. You know what I'm saying? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it happening that way? How? How is that happening? And then what happened to, was that today? I don't know what today is. Today is the first. So that was yesterday where they made it now okay to have legal marijuana in New York? Recreational.
It was yesterday. Recreational marijuana is now legal in New York City. Or, well, New York, the state of New York. That is verified. It is on online. You could do your research, but yes, it is.
Which is interesting. Yeah, like, now what happened? What made it be that way? Because truth of the matter is, you know what I'm saying, it's not even really about legal, but you got two different things going on. You got legal and then you have lawful. But legally, you know what I'm saying, these are statutes. These are conditions and, you know what I'm saying, little benefits we're given for accepting these statutes, right? But there's no crime. You can't even put a charge on somebody if there's no injured party. But you accept what you can, so therefore they do. There's no crime if there's no injured party. And if you're smoking or if you're doing whatever you're doing to yourself, you haven't hurt anybody. You're doing that to yourself. Therefore, there is no crime, meaning they never should have been putting people behind bars for that crap anyway. And they know it.
Yep.
And they would have been able to do it if the people themselves knew what was actually going on. And we don't know because we never caught. It was hid from us. And then you have people like, what's the man name? Finkelstein, the Jewish guy, Rabbi Finkelstein. I think I'm saying it right. Rabbi Finkelstein.
Okay.
He's the one that spoke about the slaughterhouses that they have and how they steal 100,000 to 300,000 of the Caucasian babies every year. And how they drain the blood, mix it with their bread for Passover, and then they sell the bodies to the slaughterhouse. He said McDonald's is one of their biggest sellers. And he said, we tell you every day you're eating your kitties for breakfast and lunch. It's like, but y'all are smucks. Like, y'all don't listen. So we might as well make some shekels off of you. Like, whoa.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy.
You have things going on.
Wow.
You have things that are happening because we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Things that they're allowed to do to us because we don't know. And it's time for us to know. At least be aware. So that if you hear it again, because they send confirmation, it always comes in threes. You know, so you hear it again, it won't just be new to you. It won't be new. You can't be, that shit is not supposed to happen. And now if there's an awakening going on. There's a huge movement about declaring your status, correcting your status, you know, declaring your nationality. Once you declare your nationality, that alters things. Not that you won't ever have a situation again, because they are barbaric. Trust me, they some barbarians. You know what I'm saying? They'll push and pull. But there's a shift coming right now where we're all coming together. And the whole world needs for everybody to know the truth right now. It's no longer about, and it was never about race. They played y'all, having y'all thinking color was it. They straight played you out of your birthright because they had you focused on the wrong thing. But as long as you can stay busy, focused on the wrong thing, and they can keep, you know, you fighting against this, you won't pay attention to that. And it's the that they got everybody, you know, duped with. So I found the video. Yeah, absolutely. Remember that movie? Eddie Murphy was in it, Trading Places. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Him and I can't remember the other
favorites.
Guy. Yeah. Dan remember Aykroyd. How that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole thing. That's what they did to us. That's what they did.
Wow.
And now they're treating us as though we are the lesser than when this is our land.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These are our resources. Every business that exists on this land, there should be a tribute paid to the Moors who own the land for the businesses being here. The Moors are the beneficiaries of it. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't know that, if you don't know that, and I'm speaking only about that in regards to nationality, and I can't because everybody else got their nationality, and everybody else knows theirs. But when it comes to us, my folks want to say they're Black. They want to say they're African-American. They want to attach themselves to everything else that has nothing to do with nationality, which makes you be able to be called a refugee on your own land and treated like crap, right? But you got people who can come over here from other nations, and they hold true to their nativity, and they get grants and land and all types of stuff to have a better life. And we've been over here this whole time, and they would treat us like dirt because we don't know who we are. So I thought that it would be interesting to at least introduce to people that there are two United States. You know, there's the United States, the corporation, and then there's the United States of America. So when you're looking at the Constitution, also there are two. There's the natural Constitution, which is the Constitution for the United States of America. And then you have that artificial generic one that they laid on top of it, which is the U.S. Constitution, you know, the Constitution of the United States. There are two different ones. The original one, though, is the natural, organic one, the one that was here first, and that's for the United States of America. The U.S. is a corporation. It's a business. It's just a company, and it's a company that everybody is pledging their allegiance to. You're pledging your allegiance to a corporation that's giving you a bunch of statutes and privileges. You shouldn't even be able to be hounded on your land about half of this stuff. But you have not been taught that. This is what the rabbi was saying. They teach their children in the Jewish schools. He said, we send our children to the public schools, and it's just a 12-year babysitting program. And they don't teach us the real stuff. They teach us how to be slaves in the public school. The rabbi even said that. They've been doing this shit for years. Years to us. And he said they go to the Jewish schools and then they learn the real deal and what's really going on. They make money off of us. They say, we make money off your children from the womb, from the cradle to the grave, he said. They're responsible for giving us, the children, the music that makes them turn away from the parents and not want to listen to the parents and want to go away and do their own thing. He said that was orchestrated by them. the Jews.
Wow.
So, you know, we're at a space now where they're getting ready to try to come and infringe on people's rights. They're already doing it. They're infringing on people's rights because they haven't even told them the truth, and they're allowing them to make uninformed decisions. They're taking themselves to be experimented on without having it properly disclosed that, one, this is not a vaccine. It's an experiment. So, yeah, it's a shot you're about to get, but it's not going to help you protect yourself from nothing. That's not what it is. It's an experiment. Okay. We don't know what's going to happen, but by the way, you can't sue us. Not you, not your family, not nobody. For whatever happened to you. And you don't have to take it. We're going to make you scared, though, but you don't have to take it. They're not saying that people. They're scaring the people into thinking that that's what's best for them. So if something ain't done, man, a lot of us are going to be losing our folks. That's just the bottom line, and it's already happening.
It is. People just going in blindly, and I'm going to trust you. Okay. Gotcha. I don't get it. I do not get it. It's wild, y'all. Like, it's beyond the wake up. So you can't say wake up no more. It's something else you got to use. You can't just say wake up. You need to do your due diligence research and look this stuff up, look up these words, look up this. It's a wordplay. And like you said, fear factor. We are feeding fear to these people. And just like whispering in your ear, hey, you gonna help save the country. You're going to help save the world. Go ahead, get that vaccine. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. It's going to be all right. Like that reverend has said, I forgot what he basically said, you know, I'm going to have my sheep to come and take this vaccine. They are coming. And the news anchor was like, you know, they're going into the black communities and the churches first because, you know, back in the day before 2020 happened, people were going to church. That's where they gathered. And I was talking to my husband about it. I said, you know, that was the elders' social, that was their social media on Sunday. They come see their friends on Sunday. They gather at the church and see their people on Sunday or whenever they have a revival or choir practice or whatever. This was their social media. So, of course, they're coming because, of course, my pastor wouldn't lie to me. That's what you're thinking?
Right.
She wouldn't lie
and
to me.
And that's the first thing they told to do. They told to lie to y'all before they take the oath. They tell them to lie to you. That's sad, but true. And I'm still to this day grateful I walked out on their ass, even though, you know what I'm saying, they may have been able to make paper behind it. They're going to be held responsible and accountable for every soul that they misled. They lying to y'all, and they know the truth. They know about the Nicene Council. They know about the whole Jesus story. That's why they call it the greatest story ever told. They know
greatest
about it.
Greatest story ever told.
Greatest story ever told. And if you read the book, if you read it yourself, you'll see that they lying to you. Read it yourself. It don't make sense. You'll start with them questions and take it to your pastor and see don't that nigga try to slide you exit stage left. Read the stories. Read it yourself.
Right.
So she went back to, you know, oh, it's that time. See, this is the time that, this is how they tell y'all the same story every time. So this is supposed to be Easter, right? This is supposed to be, this is the Good Friday coming. Is that tomorrow? I don't know. I've been out of Christianity for a while. But I do remember seeing that Easter is supposed to be Sunday. Right? So this one is for the rose from the dead. Y'all say he died on the cross. That's what y'all said.
Mm-hmm.
He was crucified on the cross. And that in the book, when she went, she was married. Was lamenting, crying and shit, right? And then they had you thinking that it was Mary the mother. They ain't even let you know it was Mary the wife. But anyway, we ain't going to touch on that. Because then you got to deal with that. You had a wife, right? Okay. So Mary was crying because she ain't see him. So there was a gardener. There was a man you know what I'm saying, afar off or however they word it, you know, you're not supposed to add to or take away from, dressed in gardener's clothing. And he saw her and he said, woman, why weepest thou? And she says, I'm looking for my Lord and I cannot find him. And Lord was the term that the wives used for their husbands back in that day, but we're not going to talk about that either, right? We're just going to still leave it in the context that they deceived everybody with, right? We ain't going to even feel that. So she goes back to lamenting and crying. And then he calls out to her again, and he said, woman, why weepest thou? And she says it again, I'm looking for my Lord, and I cannot find him. And then she looks and she realizes that it's him. And it says, with arms stretched out, she runs towards him saying, my Lord, my Lord. Right? Mm-hmm. And then he says, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father. But he told her to go and tell everybody that he did, that he had ascended unto his Father. My question would be for everybody who read it, right? It's a person in gardener's clothing. She run into this person to give this person a hug, right? Your pastor said that when he rose in the spirit. Spirits don't wear clothes, right? Ooh. And I ain't met a woman yet that'll run and try to hug no spirit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I haven't met anybody that'll do that. So that, you know what I'm saying, all of that is crap, right? And then he told her to go and tell everybody that he did. So he told her to go and to lie to everybody. But y'all say he don't do that either. And then he told them to meet in the upper room, right? In the upper room, the disciples was there. And he was saying, touch me, feel me, I am flesh. Because everybody was shocked. You know what I'm saying? Touch me, feel me, I am flesh. He said, I'll prove it. You know, do you have any meat? Like, give me something to eat. I'll show you that I'm real. Give me something to eat.
Right.
And spirits don't eat. When you know the spirit to sit down with you and eat and say, touch me, feel me, I'm flesh.
Okay.
I'll prove it. Do you, you know, give me some fish to eat or do you have any meat? Wait, what?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, but
up.
If you get on to that, you know what I'm saying? If you get into that, then you're going to have some problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are taught, though, to lie to you. To keep you in pocket, to keep you in this box, to tell you the same stories every year so that you won't know that Easter is really about Esther, that it really has something to do with fertility. That's where the bunnies and the eggs come from. Fertility had nothing to do with him so-called dying on a cross and resurrecting. You know what I'm saying? None of that. But they don't tell you that. But then they have you giving your energy in a misdirection to what they gain energy and power from. Instead of you having the full knowledge of it and being able to put your energy in the proper direction.
Right.
That's the difference.
Got it.
So, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I just figured I'd touch on that because it's that Easter time thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're killing me with the lies. But this, I don't know much about, I think I've heard this video. I hope it's not too extensive. I was attempting to find something so that I could be consistent to share with you. So at least that, if it is extensive, it'll be recorded. You can always come back and listen to it again if you need to. But at least for those who have been asking, who may not know, I have a video that's called The Two United States by Howard Freeman. And I would like to... share that. Did you have anything else you want to add? Because you know me, we'll be done talking. We'll have to do this video another day.
No, not at all. I want to hear this video and see what's the 411 for real.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, let's see what Howard Freeman has to say then. All right, the two United States.
All right.
You got to call in within 14 minutes. I won't be able to say this after this plays. 914-205-545.
The Two United States and the Law by Howard Freeman. Our forefathers weary of the oppressive measures that King George III's government forced upon them, and common, declared their independence from England in 1776. They were not expected to be successful in that resistance. The moneyed people had backed England for two major reasons. First, our forefathers wanted a rigid, written constitution set in concrete. They were familiar with the so-called Constitution of England, which consisted largely of customs, precedents, traditions, and understandings, often vague and always flexible. They wanted the principle of English common law, that an act done by any official person or lawmaking body beyond his or its legal competence was simply void. Second, the 13 little colonies desired to base their union on substance, gold and silver, real money. They well knew how the despotic governments of Europe were mortgaged to the hilt, lock, stock, and barrel, the land, the people, everything, to certain wealthy men who controlled the bank, the currency, and all credit, who lent credit but did not loan gold and silver. The United States of America was made up of a union of what is now 50 sovereign states, a three-branch, legislative, executive, and judicial, republic, known as the United States of America, or, as termed in this article, the continental United States. Its citizenry live in one of the 50 states, and its laws are based on the Constitution, which is based on common law. Less than 100 years after we became a nation, a loophole was discovered in the Constitution by cunning lawyers in league with the international bankers. They realized that a separate nation existed by the same name that Congress had created in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. This United States is a legislative democracy within the Constitutional Republic and is known as the Federal United States. It has exclusive, unlimited rule over its citizenry, the residents of the District of Columbia, the territories and enclaves, Guam, Midway Islands, Wake Island, Puerto Rico, etc., and anyone who is a citizen by way of the 14th Amendment, naturalized citizen. Both United States have the same Congress that rules in both nations. One United States, the Republic of 50 States, has the stars and stripes as its flag, without any fringe on it. The federal United States flag is the stars and stripes with a yellow fringe seen in all the courts. The abbreviations of the states of the continental United States are, with or without the zip codes, ALA, ALAS, ARIZ, ARK, CAL, etc. The abbreviations of the states under the jurisdiction of the federal United States, the legislative democracy, are AL, AK, AZ, AR, CA, etc., without any periods. Under the Constitution, based on common law, the Republic of the United States provides for legal cases, number one, at law, number two, in equity, and number three, in admiralty. Number one, law is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense. It is the will of the majority, the organization of the natural right of lawful defense. It is the substitution of a common force for individual forces to do only what the individual forces have a natural and lawful right to do, to protect person, liberty, and property, to maintain the right of each, and to cause justice to reign over us all. Since an individual cannot lawfully use force against the person, liberty, or property of another individual, then the common force, for the same reason, cannot lawfully be used to destroy the person, liberty, or property of individuals or groups. Law allows you to do anything you want to, as long as you don't infringe upon the life, liberty, or property of anyone else. Law does not compel performance. Today's so-called laws, ordinances, statutes, acts, regulations, orders, precepts, etc., are often erroneously perceived as law, but just because something is called a law does not necessarily make it a law. There is a difference between legal and lawful. Anything the government does is legal, but it may not be lawful. Number two, equity is the jurisdiction of compelled performance for any contract you are party to, and is based on what is fair in a particular situation. The term equity denotes the spirit and habit of fairness, justness, and right dealing, which would regulate the intercourse of men with men. You have no rights other than what is specified in your contract. Equity has no criminal aspects to it. Number three, Admiralty is compelled performance plus a criminal penalty, a civil contract with a criminal penalty. By 1938, the gradual merger procedurally between law and equity actions, in other words, the same court has jurisdiction over legal, equitable, and admiralty matters, was recognized. The nation was bankrupt and was owned by its creditors, the international bankers, who now owned everything. The Congress, the executive, the courts, all the states and their legislatures and executives, all the land and all the people. Everything was mortgaged in the national debt. We had gone from being sovereigns over government to subjects under government through the use of negotiable instruments to discharge our debts with limited liability instead of paying our debts at common law with gold or silver coins. The remainder of this article explains how this happened, where we are today, and what remedy we have to protect ourselves from this system. The present commercial system of law has replaced the old and familiar common law upon which our nation was founded. The following is a legal thread which brought us from sovereigns over government to subjects under government through the use of negotiable instruments, Federal Reserve notes, to discharge our debts with limited liability instead of paying our debts at common law with gold or silver coin. The change in our system of law from public law to private commercial law was recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States in the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case of 1938, after which case, in the same year, the procedures of law were officially blended with the procedures of equity. Prior to 1938, all U.S. Supreme Court decisions were based upon public law or that system of law that was controlled by constitutional limitations. Since 1938, all U.S. Supreme Court decisions are based upon what is termed public policy. Public policy concerns commercial transactions made under the negotiable instruments law, which is a branch of the international law merchant. This has been codified into what is now known as the Uniform Commercial Code, which system of law was made uniform throughout the 50 states through the cunning of Congress of the United States, which United States has its origin in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, as distinguished from the United States, which is the union of the 50 states. In offering grants of negotiable paper, Federal Reserve notes, which the Congress gave to the 50 states of the Union for education, highways, health, and other purposes, Congress bound all the states of the Union into a commercial agreement with the federal United States, as distinguished from the continental United States. The 50 states accepted the benefits offered by the federal United States as a consideration of a commercial agreement between the federal United States and each of the corporate states. The corporate states were then obligated to obey the Congress of the federal United States and also to assume their portion of the equitable debts of the federal United States to the international banking houses for the credit loans. The credit which each state received in the form of federal grants was predicated upon equitable paper. This system of negotiable paper binds all corporate entities of government together in a vast system of commercial agreements and is what has altered our court system from one under the common law to a legislative Article I court or tribunal system of commercial law. Those persons brought before this court are held to the letter of every statute of government on the federal, state, county, or municipal levels unless they have exercised the remedy provided for them within that system of commercial law, whereby, when forced to use a so-called benefit offered or available to them from government, they may reserve their former right under the common law guarantee of same not to be bound by any contract or commercial agreement that they did not enter knowingly, voluntarily, and intentionally. This is exactly how the corporate entities of state, county, and municipal governments got entangled with the legislative democracy created by Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, and called here the Federal United States, to distinguish it from the continental United States, whose origin was in the Union of the Sovereign States. The same National Congress rules the continental United States pursuant to constitutional limits upon its authority, while it enjoys exclusive rule with no constitutional limitations as it legislates for the federal United States. With the above information, we may ask, how did we, the free, preamble citizenry of the sovereign states, lose our guaranteed, unalienable rights and be forced into acceptance of the equitable debt obligations of the federal United States and also become subject to that entity of government and divorced from our sovereign status in the Republic, which we call here the Continental United States? We do not reside, work, or have income from any territory subject to the direct jurisdiction of the federal United States. These are questions that have troubled sincere, patriotic Americans for many years. Our lack of knowledge concerning the cunning of the legal profession is the cause of that divorce, but the knowledge of the truth concerning the legal thread which caught us in its net will restore our former status as a preamble citizen of the Republic. The answer follows. Our National Congress works for two nations foreign to each other, and by legal cunning, both are called the United States. One is the Union of Sovereign States under the Constitution, termed in this article the Continental United States. The other is the legislative democracy, which has its origin in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, here termed the Federal United States. Very few people, when they see some law passed by Congress, ask themselves, which nation was Congress working for when it passed this or that so-called law? Or few ask, does this particular law apply to the continental citizenry of the Republic, or does this particular law apply only to residents of the District of Columbia and other named enclaves or territories of the democracy called the Federal United States? Since these questions are seldom asked by the uninformed citizenry of the Republic, it was an open invitation for cunning political leadership to seek more power and authority over the entire citizenry of the Republic through the medium of legalese. Congress deliberately failed in its duty to provide a medium of exchange for the citizenry of the Republic in harmony with its constitutional mandate. Instead, it created an abundance of commercial credit money for the legislative democracy where it was not bound by constitutional limitations. Then, after having created an emergency situation and a tremendous depression in the Republic, Congress used its emergency authority to remove the remaining substance, gold and silver, from the medium of exchange belonging to the Republic and made the negotiable instrument paper of the legislative democracy, Federal United States, a legal tender for continental United States citizenry to use in the discharge of debts. At the same time, Congress granted the entire citizenry of the two nations the benefit of limited liability in the discharge of all debts by telling the citizenry that the gold and silver coins of the Republic were out of date and cumbersome. The citizens were told that gold and silver substance was no longer needed to pay their debt, that they were now privileged to discharge debt with this more convenient currency issued by the Federal United States. Subsequently, everyone was forced to go modern and to turn in their gold as a patriotic gesture. The entire news media complex went along with this scam and declared it to be a forward step for our democracy, no longer referring to America as a republic. From that time on, it was a falling light for the Republic of 1776, and a rising light for Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal democracy, which overcame the Depression, which was caused by a created shortage of real money. There was created an abundance of debt paper money, so-called, in the form of interest-bearing negotiable instrument paper called Federal Reserve Notes, and other forms of paperwork credit instruments. Since all contracts since Roosevelt's time have the colorable consideration of Federal Reserve notes instead of a genuine consideration of silver and gold coins, all contracts are colorable contracts and not genuine contracts. According to Black's Law Dictionary, 1990, colorable means that which is in appearance only and not in reality what it purports to be, hence counterfeit, fiend, having the appearance of truth. Consequently, a new colorable jurisdiction called a statutory jurisdiction had to be created to enforce the contract. Soon, the term colorable contract was changed to the term commercial agreement to fit circumstances of the new statutory jurisdiction, which is legislative rather than judicial in nature. This jurisdiction enforces commercial agreements upon implied consent rather than full knowledge as it is with the enforcement of contracts under the common law. All of our courts today sit as legislative tribunals, and the so-called statutes of legislative bodies being enforced in these legislative tribunals are not statutes passed by the legislative branch of our three-branch republic, but as commercial obligations to the Federal United States for anyone in the Federal United States or in the continental United States who has used the equitable currency of the Federal United States and who has accepted the benefit or privilege of discharging his debt with the limited liability benefit offered to him by the Federal United States, except those who avail themselves of the remedy within this commercial system of law, Which remedy is today found in Book 1 of the Uniform Commercial Code at Section 308? When used in conjunction with one's signature, a stamp stating without prejudice UCC 1-308 is sufficient to indicate to the magistrate of any of our present legislative tribunals, called courts, that the signer of the document has reserved his common law rights. He is not to be bound to the statute or commercial obligation of any commercial agreement that he did not enter knowingly, voluntarily, and intentionally, as would be the case in any common law contract. Furthermore, pursuant to UCC 1-103, the statute, being enforced as a commercial obligation of a commercial agreement, must now be construed in harmony with the old common law of America, where the tribunal/court must rule that the statute does not apply to the individual who is wise enough and informed enough to exercise the remedy provided in this new system of law. He retains his former status in the Republic and fully enjoys his unalienable rights, guaranteed to him by the Constitution of the Republic, while those about him curse the darkness of commercial law government, lacking the troop needed to free themselves from a slave status under the federal United States, even while inhabiting territory foreign to its territorial venue. Hey, thanks for watching the video. If you like more videos like this, make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit the notification bell at the bottom of the screen so you can get more in-depth information only here, right?
All right. Okay. I hope that wasn't too much, but I know that one thing that is for sure, you can always go back and listen. And then some of these things, some of you may have heard of before. You know what I'm saying? Some may be brand new. But on this journey, though, before it's all over, you're going to know exactly what everything is being, you know, what is being said. What'd you think about it, Jazz? What you...
Ooh, number one, I got to go back a whole lot. I didn't have my notebook with me. So I'm definitely going back to take notes. But I did want to say, I do remember in elementary school when you had to spell out A-R-I-V, A-R-K, you know, with the different letters. And I remember when they changed it in school where it was two letters. I remember that. And I also remember when there were little sheets that you remember the carbon copy sheets or the ditto sheets with the blue ink when they made copies of stuff and a lot of teachers had handwritten everything. There were a lot of sheets that we had to do with multiple choice information about stuff like this on the paperwork at Garden Hills Elementary School. I remember Miss Etheridge's class and I was like, you know, wow, a lot of this stuff is very interesting. I said that second grade. I was like, okay. Some of this stuff is very interesting. And then for it to come now, he's talking about where it's changed from the three or four letters to now two letters. And from when it was the Republic, because we used to say the preamble and unto the Republic for which it stands, that type stuff. We used to say that. They took that out. And how many they did the switch, you know, the bait and switch. And I was like, wow. Some of this stuff right up under your nose. And like he said, if you are informed and that person, you know, if you're the informed person, yes, you understand and you won't be duped by this. But if you're not informed and you're just going with the powers that be, with what they say. And I said, wow. And I didn't know. I got to look at the, what is it, the Universal Code? I said, okay. UCC 103 and 308.
Uniform Commercial Code.
Uniform Commercial Code. I said I was going to look those up. I'm like, okay, I got some stuff that I really need to sit down and look. We have been duped for a long time, for a very long time. And it's sad. I understand we're getting there now. But, man, so much stuff where it's talking about. There was one thing that he said in particular. I think he was talking about where it became a contract, but it was called something else before that. They had changed it to something like a commercial contract or something. It was like, okay, here go the duping mechanism right here. We're going to change these words to this, the bait and switch. You know, they'll never know. You know, not paying attention to words. And as I said earlier, it's wordplay. It's all wordplay. And then as far as like the, I do remember there were stories about the silver and gold back in the day where silver and gold was backed, and then you had this counterfeit. I mean, we, this piece of paper, this fiat piece of paper that we got anyway, and then you busting people for the counterfeit that they made, and this is counterfeit? Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's I think it's legislative instead of judicial. That's what you're talking about when you said that.
Yeah, I think so.
How
It's just a whole lot of, it should make some people angry. It should make some people angry and ready to just, get yourself informed. I know I am doing that. I'm in the process of doing that, getting myself informed. And because you're not going to dupe me no more now, because I done went with your little, stuff for about 46 years, because it's what I'm told. I'm going with what my parents say. My parents didn't know. Okay, I'm going with what they say. Now, I am old enough and wise enough to go ahead and make my decisions on what I'm going to do. So I'm going to do my due diligence and research. The last time I really got duped was the first time I bought a car, and I did not read the contract like a dumbass. Okay? $17,000 later, I said, but before that, I had a lemon. 2 months in, it was a lemon. It was a brand new Kia, 1995, from California that they shipped over here. Kias were not, they didn't know how to insure Kias because they were like, what kind of car is that? I said, kind of like Corolla, but it's not, you know. Okay, well, we'll insure it as a Corolla is what the insurance company had told me. But it's not a Corolla. It's a Kia, you say? Okay. So 1995, 2 months in, AC went out. The Kia places started shutting down within 6 months. There were none left.
They had a lot of problems.
And there was a limit. Mm-hmm. Just a brand new car off the line, man. Off the line. And I did not sit there and read that. I think it was about a 20-page contract. It was pouring down rain. I was excited to get me a car. You know how people are excited to get this shot. Because, you know, I'm going to be driving. People getting this shot. I'm helping the world. That's a lie. Okay? Sit down and read your stuff. I didn't read it. And I ended up paying $17,000 for a car that cost less than $8,000. Okay? 28%, I think it was. 28%.
Wow.
I paid. I had awesome credit.
Wow.
What I thought, but y'all telling me my credit wasn't great. I had an American Express card at 21 years old. The green one now. Y'all telling me that my credit's bad? Excuse me? How was this? And I didn't sit down and read. I'm just, you know, just excited. I'm excited. I can get me a car. You know, I got down payment. I'm thinking, I know how to talk this game. No, I got duped. Period.
Yeah.
And they,
well, everybody
they won.
Is getting
and think
duped.
About how many people.
Everybody getting duped. Everybody, well, not right. Say everybody, because there are some that do know, but the masses is getting duped. Because they spoke also about admiralty. You know what I'm saying? You have common law, and then you have this admiralty stuff. The admiralty is what they're doing to you when you go into these buildings, these magistrates, and all these other so-called courts. You know, the courtrooms, not courthouses. Even that is a whole thing. You know what I'm saying? But the admiralty is supposed to be the water. That's the law of the water. But see, they say that you're lost
maritime
at sea.
Law.
Yeah, the maritime. You know what I'm saying? Law of the water. Because if you lost at sea, then that's what they're judging you by. And it's through these same things dealing with this admiralty that they deal with you with the contract. So you come in and you thinking that they attach criminal, to which most of the time there is no crime. But then it has something to do with this contract that they done set up with you. Well, they're going to get some kind of some compensation for you coming through there. You know what I'm saying? The show this contract.
Right.
That's where the bonds and all the rest of that stuff come in at. They're making dollars off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the international bankers own everything. That the people, the we the people, you know how you hear everybody saying we the people, have gone from sovereign to subject. We've gone from sovereign, the ones who orchestrate and navigate and enforce, you know what I'm saying, and create and maneuver governments, to being subjects underneath the government. We're a whole different flip in roles. We're supposed to be the ones, that's why when you see certain ones, we have to remind them, you're a public servant. Like, you work for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what they have been taught. The truth of the matter still stands, but if we're not speaking on the truth, that allows them to get away with our stuff. If we're not standing in our proper status, we would have no knowledge of these things. So they're running circles around us, stealing from us. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't have no problems at all. They deceive everybody. The only money is gold and silver. But through their maneuvering, and treachery, you know what I'm saying, they have now gotten us into a system where you can discharge debt, because that's all you're doing. Anytime you're giving your fiat dollars for anything at all, the fiat, on the bill itself, it says for debt. For debt, it's for debt only. So if it's a debt note, you know what I'm saying, it's an IOU. So when you're giving these debt notes away for all the things that you're using them for, all you're doing is adding more debt. You're telling the next person, okay, I'm going to give you this amount whenever they put the money back on. So you got this amount of IOUs. And that's the real deal. So if I buy a TV for $1,000 fiat dollars, what the deal is, I'm supposed to be able to give you that $1,000 fiat dollars, and then when silver and gold come back, you give me that $1,000 and get the silver and gold from me, because the fiat dollars is just the IOU. But we moving it so much, and we so used to it being able to provide what we need immediately, that we don't even see what it is. So everybody's just passing around debt notes all day, every day. And the national debt is going up, going up, going up, going up, going up. And they're trying to say, okay, we can make it go down. Let's print more dollars. That's going to make it go down. That makes absolutely no sense, because you just gave people more debt notes to put out. What the heck? How does that work? Where's the silver and gold, though, that belongs to the people? But you have to even be standing correct in your status to even be able to acquire it. So, yeah, the UCC-1 is the thing. They said that it was made mandatory through all 50 states. They had to set up a way to provide remedy for this thing that they were doing. So when they said in the video, you know, some people are looking at it like, oh, you know, war is me, got a problem with the government. And then you have some people who don't have any issues at all during this time. Those are the ones who've been able to find remedy. Remedy allows you, you know, that back door, because they do set up back doors. And there is a remedy for it. Like, instead of just passing along fiat dollars, there are other ways to make things move, you know, in the midst of it. But they're able to do this, too, because most of us, the owners of the land, don't know who they are. So they haven't declared their nationality. So they're not standing on the land. So you got people who come and pillage the land, and they're just doing whatever they want to do. And they're doing it, they just so happen to be doing it to everybody on the planet from our land. They're standing on our continent, messing everybody up. Because we sleep. We the people are sleep. Right. We think that we are, you know what I'm saying? It's just interesting. So it's a lot, I know. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a lot. The statutory, you spoke about statutory jurisdiction. That's what you have now when you're dealing with these courts and stuff. That's statutes. You know, the stop at a red light, stop at a stop sign. You know what I'm saying? Yield when you turn right. Those are all statutes. That there's no law that says that you have to go 45 miles per hour when you're traveling. That's a statute. You give up the ability to say, yo, I'm traveling, I can do whatever I feel like doing today, as long as I haven't hurt anybody. There's no crime until there's an injured party, according to the law of the land,
right.
Which is where the UCC comes in at. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be able to stand there. If not, you give up, you get these so-called driver's license. As soon as they say something to you, you contract with them immediately by handing it to them. You put yourself under their jurisdiction. So
right.
because you got that piece of document and you contract with them, now you do have to go 45 miles per hour. Because you just contracted with them. That's what they said. You got their document. That's what their statutes are. That's what their rules are to be in a driver's license club. So you got to abide by it, especially when you surrendered it to them. You put yourself right under their jurisdiction.
Exactly. Thing they ask for, license and registration. They don't even ask. They command you license and registration. And see, with knowing that now, I've surrendered my license and registration not knowing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what I know now. I'm like, you mean to tell me, you know, and I'm kind of fuming inside because I'm like, okay, I need to do studying. I need to learn this wordplay that they switch, like the bait and switch, smoke and mirrors. It looks the same. It almost looks identical, but it's not. It's totally different. You have to look closely and you got to pay attention. And there's a lot of us not paying attention. A lot of us don't want to. They're like, shh, I'm good where I'm at. Or then there are some that's like, yo, wait a minute, hold on, they ask the question. And some, well, my mama did it, my granddaddy did it, my, you know, great-great-grandparents did it, whatever, I'm going to do it the same way. You know, I'm going to stand in what, however it was done to them. So, I'm telling you, I can only speak for me, period. I am doing my due diligence and my research for me and my family. So I can tell my legacy, hey, this is how we do it. This is it. Research it for yourself. I have the information right here. Read it for yourself. This is what you need
it'll
to do
already
moving
be set
forward.
Up, you know?
Right. So you're not 20 years behind. Right.
Mm-hmm. Because they're going to have to know. When people learn, you know what I'm saying, about their birthright and start dealing with, you know what I'm saying, the situations of navigating through their birthright, they're going to have to know, and the children's going to have to know, you know what I'm saying, how to maneuver according to royalty, according to sovereignty, as to not get tricked again back into slavery until it gets to the point where it is established where now it's reversed, because now we got the fake out here front looking like it's real. And the real is coming through saying, yo, we had enough of that. It ain't going to keep happening. So once it flips, then, you know, when these things happen, we can weed it all out. But we need to learn. Right. We need to learn everything about what's moving. And we need to learn it quick. Because you're going to have to be able to, like I said in that other show, stand on your head and dump everything out in order to be able to take in everything new. You're going to have to, and it's not going to be for everybody. Everybody's not going to feel like it, and I understand that. But this just so happens to be something which is your birthright, your inheritance, your children's inheritance, your family ancestors, and all the way back, that nobody can do for you but you. So if you don't have what it takes to do it, there's nothing that anybody can do about it. You and your family just won't have it. That's just how that goes, because it's not a situation where somebody can do the work for you. You got to do it for yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit is real. Because it takes a whole different mindset. You got to learn how to read. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn when you're looking at books, you need the Oxford dictionaries. You need, you know what I'm saying, these older things. You need to see what the scholars looking at. You need the etymology dictionary.
Right.
You need to go
back to the
Black
World Law. And before that. Right.
Yeah, you need those books. So you can see, once you look at, and then now read your paragraph with the knowledge that you have mm-hmm. now of what words really mean. And then you'll really right. see what they're saying. The mm-hmm. oldest thing, man, they've been communicating right in our face, and we'll read it, and we don't know what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they've been duping us right in our face, tricking us with contracts.
Right.
They did it from the womb with the birth certificate and social. Told you you had to have it for your children to go to school, which was a lie. Oh, that's
it was a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
The whole
and I'm proof that it's
gambit.
A lie. Yeah, and you got to have
mm-hmm.
shots for your children to go to school. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Too. That's a lie.
I fell into all that lie. All that. Yeah.
That's
all
a straight lie.
But it's what they say you got to have. You don't have to. Who said? Mm-hmm. You don't have to have that.
Yeah, I went to a school with a Muslim girl named Faisha, and she never got sick. When they had the chicken pox outbreak and everybody was sick, she never got sick. She never got sick ever, mm. and I asked her why she didn't get sick. The whole school had an outbreak. She said because she don't take the
wow.
shot. You know, it was against mm. her way of life for them to break the skin. I said, how you in school and you ain't took no shots? She's like, I don't have to take shots. And she stayed in school. That's I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, if she did it, it can be done. And it can be done. Because I didn't do that to my children. I didn't vaccinate. Because if they did it to me, and they did it to my mom with the little circle shit that they had on their arm, then my children are already immune. There's nothing else that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not going to pass down whatever their experiment was for this generation. And I'm making sure that it's going to keep skipping. We ain't doing that. The grandbabies ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're good on that. And it's best that we good on that because look at what they're doing.
Right.
Now everybody has to learn that what we've been taught was a lie and unlearn and now see how we can reverse some of these things.
Right.
Yeah. Nationality. Mm-hmm. Nativity. That's what it's about, y'all. Nationality. Nativity. Know who your ancestors are. Know the truth about the continent you walk on. Know the truth about what they did. Some key words for research. UCC1. And then the UCC1-308. That's UCC1, section 308. Republic versus democracy. It was a republic in the beginning, like you said, Jazz. Democracy was never ours. Democracy was for the settlers. They came over here with that. The Democratic Party were people who had the you know what I'm saying, pale skin. The Republic Party, the Republicans, the Republic was us, the Moors. That's why it's saying to the Republic for which it stands. But then you saying that you voting Democratic? I'm confused about it. But
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Statutory. That's another word to look up. Jurisdiction. You know what I'm saying? Legislative. Versus judicial. You know, legislative is what it was once. Judicial is what they've done to it. You know what I'm saying? What is another one? The continental U.S. I remember they used to speak on it that way. They used to say everywhere around the continental U.S. versus the federal U.S.
I remember that too, yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. And I remember when common law marriage was accepted, they just phased that out.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It was
they just
everywhere.
Phased that out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was still here when they were still, I had children, you know what I'm saying, early on, but when they were still accepting it. So they just recently, like in the 2000s, you know, phased that out, like 2005, 6 or some shit. But yeah, negotiable paper, that's another thing to look up. Negotiable paper. That's a huge keyword. negotiable paper. When y'all find out how this thing really moves, man,
okay.
I know they said that Congress was the ones that did it, that Congress did not provide a remedy for the lawful side of the Republic. They just kept printing all this debt paper money while they removed the silver and the gold. Where the silver and gold at, y'all? All contracts are colorable. All contracts
that,
are colorable.
That right part right there, all contracts are colorable. I was like, wow, what? That sounds like a coloring book. Oh, my goodness. Let me look this up. I need to look this up.
Yeah. Definitely know what colorable is. You know what I'm saying? Because colorable is when you say, like how, let's see, when that so-called, okay, let me just say like this. A police officer pulls you over, right, and asks you for your ID and all that. You get them all that. They give you a ticket, right? That whole shit is colorable. Mm-hmm. Because the truth of the matter is he's not an officer. You heard me say he's a public servant. But y'all call him police officers because that's what they say. They say police or whatever. But in order to be an officer, you have to be elected. They were not elected. Mm. These people filled out applications and got hired.
Mm-hmm.
So to call themselves an officer is definitely a misnomer. That's fraud. They're not an officer. Nobody elected you. But we don't get to say that because we don't know that, right? So they get to impersonate an officer. That's what they're doing.
Right.
You know, nobody elects them. But see, we got to know what words mean. We got to be able to read in order to counteract that. So when I deal with them, they're public servants. Or you're an acting officer. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to get that out of, because I'm not with the slave language. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's meant when I say I'm not in your jurisdiction. You got me messed up. You know, I'm not going to play the game with you. I'm not going to pretend with you. We're not going to do that. No, we're going to live in the real world. And I don't remember you getting elected. And, you know, there are rules to it. But if people don't know the rules, they get to do whatever they want to do. And I don't have the contract with you. I don't have to.
Right.
If there's no crime, what are you talking about? I don't have to deal with you, period. But if you don't know that, you don't know what to say, then again, they get to do whatever they want to do. So nationality helps. Nationality, they can shoot black people and African Americans down in the street and do all types of shit to them. Railroad them. Did you know that if you... When they say they're giving you 20 and 30 years, did you know that that's a benefit? That when it's all said and done, that you have signed your name on a piece of paper, pleading guilty or whatever the plea is, that's a problem too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you have accepted this benefit. You saying, I did whatever they saying that was done. I'm going to accept responsibility for this corporation. And I'm going to accept the term of 25 years, because I think that's fair, on the fact that I misused this corporation. This piece of paper, this all capital letter straw. So since I misused this all capital letter straw, I think I should be behind bars for 25 years. That's what it is. But that's not how they present it to you, of course. But that's what you're doing every time you go in there and you're dealing with these folks without knowing how the game is played, or who you are. They can do whatever they want to you if you black. You 3/5 human. You outside the law black. And black means blanch, bleach, pale. So you go into the courtroom lying to the people, telling them straight, I'm black.
Yeah.
And they know what the word means for real. If black is to bleach, what are you talking about? So since you lying to the people, they going to hold you accountable. You saying that you are this capital letter straw? Oh, that's another lie you're going to tell. Okay, so since you're going to keep coming up in here lying, we're going to let you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they operating with everybody for real. And that's why they say ignorance of the law is no excuse. Because if you didn't know that, then that's how they move, and that's on you. That's how they look at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's it. I know it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's a, it's a lot to study. Erie Railroad versus Thompson. But y'all can always go back. Law and equity. You know what I'm saying? Look up what that is. Look up what it is to discharge something. You know what I'm saying? Look up these things. Sovereigns versus subjects. All right. Lawful versus legal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Republic versus democracy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We should be on the lawful republic side. You know, the law of the land, common law, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's where we should be at. Not the U.S. corporation, which is supposed to be the 10 square miles in Washington, D.C. They keep reaching, though. They reach because we don't know. They're supposed to be in that 10 square mile radius. That's it. We done let them all around this world. Because we not doing what we need to do. Yeah. All right, so that's all I got, you know what I'm saying, for this shadow on this Thursday.
Okay. Yes, Thursday. Man, wow. That's okay, though. It's okay, because we learning, and we're going to flip this around. Yeah, we're going to flip this around. Have to. Have to.
All right, I know you got things to do in the early a.m., you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try to show out unless it was something else you wanted to discuss.
No.
Are you sure?
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, man, listen, my, and my phone is already on, like, 10%. No,
right.
That actually talking about it, all that's gonna be handled. It's gonna be handled.
Okay.
I'm just gonna. I'm gonna just chill out and just breathe and, you know, because if I keep putting my hands on it, it's gonna be worse for me. So
Just
chill out.
Right.
Just chill out, and I know I'm just like, yes, my mind is like, what you mean, chill out? What you mean? And it's like, yo, just chill, relax, breathe, go in there, maybe take your shot of wine or something. Let it play out. But I'm working on it. I'm trying not to get out of the chair. I'm trying to stay seated. But, I'm going to get there.
I can't say shit. I just can't do nothing but laugh. I can't say nothing. Oh, I just can't say nothing.
They're probably like, what are you talking about, man?
That's all right. We're going to get that telepathy down. They're going to be over with. Boy, because I see scenes. You know I got them cartoons in my head and shit. You know I do. Okay.
Man.
All right, y'all. Yeah, you're gonna be all right. You know what I'm talking about? It's all good. All right, y'all. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Apologize for our little sidebar. I just had to happen like that, man. Be like that sometimes. But tomorrow at 9, I have no idea what it is we're gonna talk about. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Every time I think I got a topic, it don't work out. So I'm learning not to make plans on topics and nothing seems to work, coming up with it 30 minutes in advance. And, you know, I'm going to work on that, though, because I want people to be able to actually come in sometime. I'm going to stop being mean. I'm going to let people know. Well, they know around 9 o'clock to look for me. We're going to call this a pop-up show. Watch out for the pop-up. Okay. But, so tomorrow, you know, we'll figure out what it is and we'll circulate it. Earlier, I'll pick a topic or something.
There you go. What did you just say?
Look, right. I should have said it, man. I should have said it. I shouldn't have said it that way. Shouldn't have said it that way. Mm. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's Friday. It might be a fun day. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a fun day. Yes. It'll be a fun day. Yeah.
Already then. You get the laugh and the giggling.
Because you crazy, man. Because it's her, y'all, man. I'm going to call it.
New container full of hookah, container, hookah sustainer. But I came with a loop and a chain and a super fame. But look at the game, under the pain of a loop. The banjos, fusels, two sopranos who sang over the loops and jangles and change up the music to the tango. But if I do get it tangled, I'm screaming, I'm super sangled. Even if I choose to mangle, this shit ain't no fruit. Cause ain't nobody been a Judas. Can't go back and forth with Judas. Usually I don't do this, but I'm losing my cool. It blew through the roof. And ain't no single solitary entity that are bringing it to me. What I'm mentally meant to be into defense of the industry. Better been to me, that's B-O-W-D-O-W-N. Would it be so fuck what you plan? It's my way or the highway. But if you stand with me, I'm willing to give you the benefit of an infinity. Nigga, we picking it up and we been in a nigga like Arnold. Terminating all sports. The niggas ball is in my court. I'm too away to talk sports. When niggas walk across the water, safe to say that I'll support the Lakers. Bomb, 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 bomb. I'm about to bomb a place. You think it be wanting to talk and to conversate. But I've already won the base. But I'm on the day. Been watching hella close like a telescope in astronomy. But it's on my mind to say no trying to play. Better know what I'm trying to say. Lately I've been popping my shit. Switch up my flow, can't no Atlanta nigga pop it like this. They feeling hit, but no surprises, bitch. I do not miss. I'm screaming bump, 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 bump. I'm about to bond this bitch. Fuck a bandwagon. I'm sliding past on the side of plasma. Dragging the virus mad cause I'm passing it. Final chapter the last. Every time I pack it and head up the street. I step on these beats. I'm ahead of the beast. They scared to compete. I've been in heaven and back. Want a brochure? Brochure. I can set you and your family up a whole tour. We don't got a link. Why you think we got a soul for it? Damn.
I just wonder, right? You know, jazz, you just like, what if just all the lights, hit the foot, never mind. Turn all the lights off, just, never mind.
I'm in a bit of a jail like DEF, but spell it back, cause all of these jelly rappers are starting to sell these rats to revolving. You better pack a revolver and keep your circle empty. Never trusted a soul if the price is right to work against me. Bomb, 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 bomb. I'm about to bomb the place, R-E-S-P-E-C-K. Better put it on my name. How the fuck could you call him lame when he started off as a G and he ended up in the A like you spelling Ghana name. And took over the city like FEMA Dome. Thinking I'm Mercedes Benz is in my blood like adrenochrome. And 98% of you may not know what I'm speaking on. And another 2% thinking you do, best believe you don't. We was on the block getting busy with big glizzies, but niggas is dizzy and we assuming we prepared for the military. It's really scary the way that we fall short like Capri sagging. I think I should cease rapping on this track cause ain't nobody even listening to me. Just know I read the whole script to the movie, it doesn't end well. Politicians are steady acting, they ain't no Denzel. But let me let you in on some intel. Listen well, bum 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 bum. They about to bomb the place. Living in a movie, big star. Send shots to the roof, bitch, you're the proof. You don't see how huge these dicks are. You know what, I can't hit a dude, this dick's hard. Nigga been living in a roof, it's cute, but I'm still bringing light, you're the proof. This script art, till I went back and rewrote this shit. But the labels didn't wanna use the lit part. And I never would've figured that a nigga like me would've took this music this far. They must not have met my prior. Funny niggas better get used to Richard. On stage with a cape and a band, staking a hand, shopping in the suit. But the shit starts making its way to the base of the fans. Praise on the fans, fucking up the move, but it's this part. Then they pray he quit, but nobody ever gave me shit. Not a music gift card, a yak card. But every single time that he ever got beat, he was using his heart. So fuck a drum out of love, I told that flute cause it's smart. They want me strong out on drugs, I chose acoustic guitar. Stop trying to play bitch, never could you get this part. We not the same bitch, 7'6", 2", you a dart. You pop balloons, I pop a cool, never confused who the hardest. They thought they blew my flame, I stepped in the cool, lit a spark. So who gon' sign the greatest? Bitch, the greatest don't wanna sign. Still gon' finally face it, bitch, these labels one at a time. They like lil' homie crazy. Say he one of a kind. Bitch, I'm a real shooter clash. Skip a nigga with an AB on a roll. Man, we no time. Your favorite rapper told me drip or drown. I stopped in that water, started breathing. How them niggas sound? And I got my stride, they better me. And I got my life ahead of me. They could be threatening me with a scrap. Hey, bitch, I don't wanna fight. He's scared of me. You can touch him in his music. Nothing nobody can do can shove him up a top. Never had a dime, bitch, but I'm the one. Spit this freaking truth. I'm never about to stop. Still a young fly, nigga like Lucy. I
at they neck just like a choker, yeah. Ain't never stutter, spit the truth, little bitch, I spoke it clear. Nigga, I'm follow like a bitch, guess I'm supposed to care. Hell no. Body to my job, freezing cold, face fair, looking like a Jabba Wacky. But I sweat it, even in my cold days, I was hot stepping, I was lava crossing. Baba talking to me, screaming, never turn away, even on the path that I was walking. Had a lot of squawking in my ear, but I covered them up so I don't hear nobody talking. I just dose it and give them a dose of this shit. Gotta open this shit, I don't got an option. Gotta go through this shit, but I'm focused and shit. Ain't got time for no clubbing and bottle popping. Had a vision of millions of body dropping like, goddamn, there's a lot of coughing. He know as soon as these niggas figure out who I am, they gon' try to pop them. Better do the math, can't count sheep when you guys lambs. There's a lot of problems, they missed that. They I was in the pool up in the helicopter, now I forget that. Pulled off on the martyr, then I'm hopping off with that kick clack. What's up the party? They say the chopper got a kickback. Now that I got all your attention, my people listen. My father sent me down to your planet, I have a mission. You saw this video for a purpose, cause it was written. I'm the result of your great granny praying in the kitchen. I was watching Earth like way before Willie them got the lynching. And your Bible, there's a part that they really forgot to mention. Take a look in the mirror, see that's really your opposition. Only you could ever stop you from feeling that high position.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, I came in here, motherfucker, with a bad one and shit. I'm changing the paradigms, you know I got a shit.
Bad one. I came in this bitch with a bad one. You know I'm my dad's son. I'm flexing cause I ain't never had one. I'm steady trying to change up the fashion. They still don't show no love. I'ma say it ain't the same when you pass on. Came in this bitch with a Mac 10. I'm ready for action. A nigga about to get what he asking. I still be popping shit in the casket. I still be going low. I'ma say this ain't no game when you have
win. I came in this bitch like Diddy. I put up with this morning, they were calling me pro. Daddy, please don't leave that quickly. I'm a hard body and she can't get enough. Mama say I don't need that glizzy. But she know I'ma pop it, a nigga, what's up? Won't let these demons kill me. I'ma get me a case, I'm throwing it on.
Cause yeah. I came in this bitch with a cloak on. I'm getting my smoke on. They say I'm finna fuck up they ozone. I told them till they break all my bros on. I'm still gon' blow it up. No, they told you I would quit, you were told wrong. And maybe it's just cause I'm so gone. They thinking my soul gone. My mama, she be keeping my home strong. I promise she the reason I hold on. I promise she the reason I ain't squeezing on a nigga in so long. I must admit it, you niggas is hell, but I'm really devil and shit. A whole nother level of shit. I'ma settle this shit with a stick, I'ma shovel this bitch. I'ma I ain't telling my shit. That little nigga think he a monster, snatch your mask off. I'm a metal kid, I blast off on whoever it is, but an ass boss ain't never been bitch. Who you think you scared with your little handkerchief and them letters and shit? I've been really on some betterment shit, trying to free my people on some prejudice shit. But Malcolm X was assassinated by his own people, I must never forget. Came in this bitch with a bad one, you know I'm my dad's son. I'm flashing cause I ain't never had one. I'm steady trying to change up the fashion. They still don't show no love. I'ma say it ain't the same when you pass on. Came in this bitch with a Mac 10. I'm ready for action. A nigga about to get what he asking. I still be popping shit in the casket. I still be